Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Thanksgiving weekend, and we have as our job here, Jay, and Jennifer's off for the Thanksgiving weekend, so John Harper in. We brought him in from WMEL on the sports coast. Good, Doug. Well, maybe listen to a lot of sports activities probably going on there, but it's also much better known as the Space Coast. Thank you very much. Where the Cape is and Melbourne and all those communities that support what goes on Cape Canaveral. So anyway, he's going to be here to work over with Jay some of the things and with me, of course, from the charts of this past week, November 20th to the 24th, provided by Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists every week in Talkers, talkers.com, also at gooddayshow.com. So to go through the story list, just so you have an idea of how things are this weekend, to sort of set this up, at number 10 in the story list, the focus on Rosalynn Carter and her passing away. At number 9, continuing focus on our relationship with China. At number 8, Thanksgiving. And a lot of talk, which we haven't really done, Jay, on the Good Day program. So I wanted to save it for next week because there are a lot of new angles to the JFK assassination.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually took place a couple of days ago. And because it needed some more time, I think that I didn't want it to sort of blight or blemish the Thanksgiving week, because there's a lot of new stuff that really, we all know what really happened versus what the Warren Commission said happened. And there's even more stuff coming out from some people who have written some books that were Secret Service agents, that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
At any rate.
It's hard to believe it's already been 60 years, and it's hard to believe it's only been 60 years. And that assassination essentially changed how the president and first lady travel. I mean, he was in a convertible. You would never hear of that in today's society.
Nope. I mean, he's all buttoned up. They need glass, and they spend, you know, those cars that every president gets a new car, and the vice president gets the former car that was used by the president before. So if you're in office for 8 years, the car you keep for 8 years, and then you give it to the vice president for the next term. Those cars cost $1 million to retrofit. They're usually Cadillacs. They used to be Lincolns, but now they use Cadillacs. And they cut them, and they bring them to a body shop, they stretch them out, they put all kinds of gadgets in them. It's not unlike what's going on with the rebuild of Air Force One. There's a 740, they don't even make 747s anymore, and there's still two of them. Well, actually, there are a bunch of them sitting on the lot that are being used and built for certain purposes, like the Sheikh of Saudi Arabia bought one. Of course he did. They're $300 million. Why not? Yeah. But the two Air Force Ones that are being put together, they have a price tag of $4 billion. And I remember when Trump came into office, one of the first things he did in 2017, how time flies, the project had $4 billion price tag, and he said, no, we're not going to accept that. So he went, kind of browbeat the president of Boeing, and they got the price down to like $3.7 billion. But, you know, it became a big deal because I cut the price. That's really the planes. If you ever go to the Ronald Reagan Library in California in Simi Valley, when you go, they have the first Air Force One, which is Boeing 707, that was called Air Force One. That was the one that Reagan went all over the world in. The one that we're using now is only the second. The first one lasted 35 years. They put these 747s in service when Reagan actually was president. And that's the same two have been in service since then. And they're built, the Boeing planes last 40, 50 years easily. And so there's no danger in this, but because the 747 is going out of production and it was such a symbol of America, they decided, okay, we better build a couple of new ones just in case, they'll last for another 40 or 50 years. But at any rate, the reason that all came up and changed was because of the JFK assassination. All right, number 7, the Voting Rights Act and the ruling on that, the migrant crisis, the, I don't know, the, just the border thing. Good God. Number five, the OpenAI controversy. I think that's something a lot of people don't talk about, so we should probably try to get to the bottom of that. The presidential race, where Nikki Haley is coming up and pretty much all the rest of the Republicans are going down the chute. Trump in his legal battles, and the gag order is number three. You know, I, John, by the way, happy Thanksgiving. I was going to bring you in on all of these, but
Well, thank you.
I want to finish the I want to finish the list. But before I go off of Trump, there's a new group called Culture versus Trump. And I saw this, and I thought to myself, what an interesting strategy for somebody to use that is not really, it is political, but it's not. In a sense, you know, we have a really strong divide in our country in many ways, but one of them is people who are, I don't want to use the term educated versus not educated, and then there's the elitists and the non-elitists or whatever it is, but there is the people who are, I guess for lack of a better word, are culturalists who have looked at the life and times of Donald Trump, even the book that he wrote. Which he didn't write. He had somebody ghostwrite it for him. But the way he uses the English language, there's just this whole thing. The question that you ask about the people that you want to be president, well, what's their culture quotient? The CQ, right? What is their culture? And you got to, you know, Trump is not that sophisticated, let's put it that way, right? He's pretty guttural. And is that what we want the president to stand for? And is that what we should strive for? I know a lot of times in some circumstances, I remember when I was in school, we all thought it was lots of fun when some kid would use some vulgarism or use something that was improper, because, like using ain't. Man, was that a no-no when I was in school. And when I was teaching school, it was a no-no. Now, oh, yeah, that's great. Let's use it. That may not be a good example, but at any rate, that's kind of that's lurking around. I thought it was worth a moment or two of time. Number two on the story list is the anti-Semitic man. These people, anti-Semitic protests around. And number one, the war, obviously. On the people list, Rosalind Carter is number 10. Xi Jinping is number 9. Mike Johnson is 8. Sam Altman is 7. Nikki Haley is 6. I'm not sure. Well, we'll get into this. Arthur Ngoron, is that how you pronounce his name? Anybody know how to pronounce this guy's name? Ngoron? That's something we haven't talked about this week, Jay, on the
Good Day program. Haven't. Mm-mm.
No. Trump is 4. Elon Musk is 3. Netanyahu is 2. And Biden is 1. All right, so let's turn our attention to John Harper, who's here from WMEL. Happy Thanksgiving. Sounds like you got a little cold. You got a cold?
Yeah, in fact, just recovering from a case of the...
You have COVID?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You did? Wow. Yeah. Now, this is interesting. This is something that's probably just below the surface. I was just talking earlier about the flu. There's a new strain of flu that is not COVID, that is ferocious in Florida and the Southeast and the Northeast and some of the Midwestern and Mid-South states, that is very powerful. I got it earlier in the week, and it was through went through me like in 24 hours. I was miserable, and I never get sick. So this thing is something, if you're vulnerable, and I had like a dummy out in the tractor in the cold on Monday. It was 34 degrees, and I was out there. I'm a big, tough guy. I've got a great immune system, and I got sick as a dog. Just as, you know, it's going around. So are you feeling better? I'm appreciative of your being here if you're not feeling well.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot better than I was, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I was in pretty bad shape.
Really? Well, you're supposed to, people say, well, you live in Florida, it's warm down there, you're not supposed to get sick.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I beg to differ on that one, but nonetheless, you're right, though, Doug. A lot of people are here that I know in Florida are coming down with, if it's not exactly COVID, it's just under the radar with very, very similar conditions.
And it's not like it is, it'll, for some people, like mine traveled quickly, but some people are not. They still, how long have you had your illness? How long have you felt badly?
A week.
Yeah. So I heard that it goes through you and stays there for a while, grabs you. All right. So let's get your perspective on some things in general. When you're here, I always like to get an update on what's going on the Space Coast from the point of view of somebody who's been there from the beginning of the space program all the way through, covering it, talking about it, having your station be a focus point for people with local information on their mind. So what is new there on the Cape?
What is new down here on the Space Coast is the fact that there continues to be a buildup of industry related to space coming into the area. Mm-hmm. The number of rocket launches has been absolutely amazing. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, we had 3 rockets go up within the same week.
Wow.
And that's something that never occurred when NASA was launching all of the rockets.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going very well. In fact, there's also a name change that is pending.
Really?
Here on the Space Coast. And I'm not so sure people are going to, maybe visitors won't mind it, but I think residents here might think, why do we need to make a change in a name that has become synonymous with the space industry for decades now? And I believe the new name is going to be something like they want to name the county, not the county, I'm sorry, I said that wrong.
Merritt Island, that area.
They want to make it Mission Space Coast, and they think that's going to be a good idea.
Who's they?
The tourism department.
Yeah, well, why do they have sway? And they think it'll bring more people.
Yeah.
In? Is that
yeah.
their thing?
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Okay. Yeah. No sale.
Kind of like
leave
in
well
Vegas.
Enough alone. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
What happens in Vegas stays here.
Stays
they want
Vegas.
Something catchy like that.
Yeah, right. Well, okay. That's not bad. It's just, you know, why the distraction? We need the distraction. Okay. So we're going to move along now, get into the heart and soul of some of these stories and the people list, to the folks that are on it and the connection with each other and comments from social media coming up as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Overview, the review, if you will, the hot hits in Talk Radio. Jay and Doug and John Harper, 18. Let's make it 18 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to. But it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. That's on our website, toploss.com.
That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 23 after the hour, it's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the big stories in Talk Radio with our spin on it. Jennifer's off this week, Thanksgiving weekend. Jay Kirshner's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. And John Harper from WMEL joins us, as he often does, and he's a real yeoman here, because obviously he's not feeling as well as he might. I think a lot of us are not feeling as well as we might, frankly, given what's going on with the flu blugs, yeah.
Yep.
The blugs that are around. All right, so, Jay, let's look at the questions that you've asked on our social media, all of them, whether it be Instagram or Facebook or X. You reach at Good Day Networks. And so I know you always ask kind of a general question about people and their thoughts on the news, so what are we getting?
Yeah, there's kind of a lot of different conversations to be had. One of them, what are your thoughts on the news this week? Jay Martin said the value of the dollar on the world market last time out, no one would buy the U.S. debt.
Well, now, let me just throw a little bit of info in there. The problem with me is that I read a lot of stuff and think about a lot of things and sort of a potpourri what's in my brain is a report that I saw from Bloomberg about how the dollar has stabilized. And one of the reasons people are going back, they stopped buying the dollar when the interest rates were going up and they would go into other markets, that kind of stuff. But now people are going back into the dollar, which will bolster its value. It's still the number one currency, but there was some fragility, if you will, in it because of the interest rates. And that's part of what seemingly behind the scenes has made the Fed stop enough already with the increases. It's affecting the value of the dollar on the world market, and that's not something, A, that they counted on, or B, that we want. So that's this guy's he's very smart. He's got his finger on the pulse. Okay, what else?
Mel York says, considering I live about an hour northeast of the car blowing up in Niagara Falls on the New York side, that's about the only news I was paying attention to, especially since, like, 5 minutes up the road is a power plant. And we discussed this previously, too, that when this was first happening and the bridge was closed and everything and there was a car explosion, a lot of the narrative was that, it was a potential threat. It could have been a terrorist situation. There could have been bombs in there that went off too soon or something like that. And it was nothing of the sort. And it kind of goes along the lines of what we're always discussing with news media that gets a piece of a story and then runs with all of these hypotheticals, speaking on them as potential facts when they're really just opinion-based. And then people start spreading this. I mean, this went around like wildfire on social media of a potential terrorist attack on Thanksgiving. And it was a car. It was a married couple. vehicle. People were going too fast in an area they should not have been, and the car crashed and blew up.
All right, next question. If the presidential election was tomorrow, who would you be voting for and why?
Mark Moody says I'd have to go with Trump, our current grandpa leader. If that's what you would call him, as a sniffed...
No, this is crude.
What?
This comment is really crude.
No. I mean, it was weird. I don't think it's weird. When Biden leaned down and sniffed a girl's head, her hair.
No, that's not. Well, I think that there's a reference here. Yeah, I know what the reference is to Biden, but there's also a reference to Trump and his extracurricular activities, and let's leave it at that. Anyway.
Oh, no, he's talking about Biden. He'd go with Trump because our current. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's
our current grandpa leader, but Trump is a grandpa leader as well, and it's maybe time to take his car keys. All right, what else have we got from Colleen Smith?
Colleen says, people don't seem to understand that if they don't want to vote for Biden, they don't have to vote for a federal criminal who's in trial on three cases. I don't understand how so many people have gotten under the spell of a wannabe dictatorship. It's so sad.
Well, don't take into account, I wonder, John, how Kennedy is doing in Florida, because in my neck of the woods, even though it's Massachusetts, he's doing very well. California, where I spent a lot of time, he's doing well. In the Midwest, he's doing very well. So we probably ought to talk about this somewhat, because this fits into what is basically the number four item on the story list this week, the presidential race and how Kennedy is affecting it. So that will be something that's coming right up here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. There's a push online for a third-party presidential ticket.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The draft Romney-Manchin committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
Several pro-Palestinian protesters are in custody after trying to disrupt the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. The New York Daily News reports that some of the protesters wore white jumpsuits with the words ethnic cleansing, colonialism, and militarism printed on them. They jumped the barricades, and it also appeared they had glued their hands to the pavement. The marching bands and floats had to make their way around them as police moved in to make arrests. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Attention small business owners, this could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. you could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The subject of great ideas and great discussion. This is the Good Day program's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with Good Day host Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Jen is off this week, so we have John Harper from WMEL, one of the longest carrying... We've had a lot of chaos behind the scenes, John, as you know, in transmission moving from one network to another, to another, to another. And because the world of talk radio is like a lot of other businesses, it's kind of crumbling. People say, well, it's the most listened to format. Yeah, it is. But the way you receive it because of the developments in technology is changing. And so we've had a lot of stumbles and bumbles because the technology was developed too quickly. It wasn't ready for prime time. And yet we had to go there because, it was okay, we're not going to do the other thing anymore. And none, just pull the plug. I'm thankful for, we've come across some stations that have had trouble that have been carrying this program for 27 years, 29 years, 17 years. You know, it's kind of a neat thing to have that many stations who are around, and you certainly are among the lead when it came to the early days of the Good Day program and me being around that have been supportive of me since the very beginning, and I love you for that. Thank you. It's good.
Thank you, Doug. And it just goes to show that the type of product that you put out every day has been tremendous throughout the years, and you're very relevant. You're with it. Also, you're ever changing and with the times, and you're not stagnant. And I think that has been very important in the success of your show.
As an entrepreneur, I used to say this all the time. You've probably heard me say this. I'm always looking over my shoulder to see what's there, who's behind me, and who's pushing, trying to push me out of the running, if you will. All right, so I want to go back to the comment list, if we may, even though normally that's in a social media segment, the 23 after the hour, that 5-6 minutes in there. Jay, can we go back to the list, the comments from our social media?
Mm-hmm.
Because Thanksgiving... is certainly important, and because it's number 8 on the story list this week, I think it deserves more time than some of the other crap that's there that, I'm not being critical of the list, I'm just saying that some of it is the same old, same old, and because this week really does, for most of us, stand for something different. Let's talk about the things people told us about someone or something that you are thankful for. What'd you get?
Yeah, Jeff Talton said, I'm thankful for a wonderful, caring, and loving wife. That's
sweet.
Beautiful. Bob Confer chimes in, I am thankful for my team at the factory and our customers. It wasn't an easy year. Consumers really tightened their purse strings due to inflation and interest rates, but everyone made it work, and we got to do some special things this year. That's awesome.
I'd love to know what his product is, what his company does. Maybe sometime, Bob, if you're listening
now.
Yeah,
ask him.
Would you send us a note? Yeah, let's find out what it is that you do. Okay, keep going.
Thomas Andrew says, my almost 91-year-old dad.
I'm really good for you.
Mm-hmm. Terry Seavey says her family. I'm thankful for my family, my husband, my daughters, grandchildren, also loved my son-in-law, too.
Yep.
Richard Thomas says that you're back on the airwaves in Vero Beach. Woohoo!
That was one of those things I was just talking to John about. We've had a fiasco here the last month, and some of you have not been able to hear the program for weeks. And now mostly, I think there was one station that I know of that said, you know what, I'm tired of this. So they put something else on, and they got a lot of protests from the listeners, and they said, nah, we don't care. We think it's time for a change. Okay, there you go. That happens. Anyway, what else have we got? I noticed Mark Moody said, basically, this is very self-serving. He's thankful for salvation and family and Doug. There you go.
Thank you for your encouraging words during the broadcast each day, which you do. It's one of the things that I love about talking with you and why I get so bummed out when the weekend comes and I don't get to chat with you in the morning and start my day with you and throughout the day with our emails. Doug, you will give the news, you give your opinion, but you also are very clear on what is your opinion and that your opinion is not fact. You don't tell people what to think. You don't, if we disagree on something, I feel like I am safe to give my feelings to you. I feel like I have a safe environment with you. And you always have these encouraging words, and whether it's a quote or something that you are sharing from your own personal experience, like, I have said it to you numerous times, and I think you really need to start writing books. I want a memoir from you, sir. I want a book of just Dougisms, like society.
My daughter and I started writing a book when she'd graduated from college. We traveled around the country. We did two things at once. We went around. John, you may remember this because I think you were involved in it, but it was easily 20. My daughter's turning 50 next month. And woo-hoo. Isn't that, talk about sobering, I was saying, excuse me, to my son yesterday at Thanksgiving, what I remember when Megan and I are talking about her 50th birthday, what immediately comes to my mind is her coming out of the operating room, and she was covered with Gluck. She was in because she had a little bit of jaundice, so she was in this cooker. And Tony's father and I were there crying our eyeballs out, kind of like I feel like doing now. And she is there wailing away her arms and legs and shilling and screaming. And I'm thinking, this was 50 years ago. It was yesterday, for God's sakes. So don't let the time pass you by. I think that's probably the measure. At any rate,
beautifully well said.
Well, I think that's really kind of what it's about. That's what motivates me. You know, all these people, I'm appreciative of you asking me to write a book, but I have three jobs, and I don't have much time to do anything except, the distractions I have are getting on a plane and coming to California to see my children, which is the greatest distraction in the world. I'll tell you, Thanksgiving yesterday, with that little 2-year-old little bug running around the room with his diaper falling off.
They call James Brown the hardest working man in rock and roll, and I think, Doug, you're the hardest working man in broadcasting. But I think if you were able to find the time, even though you've got three jobs, so to speak, that you're doing at the same time, but I think it would be awesome if you could somehow or another write a book and put all of your experience together. I think it would be fascinating.
Well, I've traveled a lot. I've met a lot of people. I have some great stories to tell. Megan and I went around when she graduated from college, and we did two things. We were visiting stations. We did three things, actually. We went to Morocco for a week to do a series of broadcasts from the five major cities of Morocco. Then
We went on a tour of the country to meet people in radio stations, and we were taking notes on that. We were going to write a book on that. And then I came up with this idea of interviewing some of the talk show hosts who at the time, like Jimbo, he was first on the list. I remember sitting down with him, and we were just talking about where he came from, how he started. And that's not, I mean, it's been memorialized somewhat because he was in the Talk Radio Hall of Fame. But it still is, you know, a story that hasn't been well told. And there are tons of people like that past, because this was probably 25 years ago. Well, yeah, about 25 years ago. You know, there are people long gone. As a matter of fact, pretty much, probably should admit this, but there's nobody on the air now that was on the air when I started. It just isn't. And so the people who are around now, their stories, frankly, are not as interesting. They just aren't. The guys who are on the air now and the women who are on the air now, some of them are good stories, but they aren't like all of the characters who are around in talk radio and talk television. Joe Pyne, my God. And people would say, who's Joe Pyne? Well, look him up. And then there are other people, some of the folks that were around on the old Daynet that were really very,
yeah,
very
on
good.
Daynet, yes.
Yeah. Right. Remember Alan B. Combs?
Absolutely.
And how wonderful Joy Brown was in that whole environment. And we all traveled together. We used to go around.
How about somebody like Barry Farber?
Oh, my God. Yeah, though he was on Daynet, too.
Yes.
Yeah, those were people that were around. And then there was a group on ABC that were also much different than the talk hosts today. We all grew up with Michael. Well, we grew up with Michael Jackson, and I was fortunate enough to work with him for 3 years at KABC. It was an astounding experience to be with these people. I used to pinch myself every day. I go into KABC, and I'm around these guys who are legend. And it was just a really, anyway, we can go on this.
That was a magical time in talk radio.
Yes, yeah, and you're right, Jay. There's a book. There certainly is a book there.
Yeah.
Whether I can't imagine myself not doing the farm. I'll have a couple of years in this development, and I should be done with that. So maybe that's where the time comes from. Because I have no intention of not being on the air. I think it's a part of my DNA. And we were talking about that last night. The people at the table said, well, how do you know what to talk about? Have you ever found me at a loss for words?
No.
Never. Never. Yeah, you kidding?
There's so much going on in the world. There's so much, and you read and you figure out what's going on and you talk about it. It's just a fascinating world that we live in. Anyway, I don't want to stick on this. I want to go back to what's going on with the fighting in Gaza. The ceasefire seems to have taken hold as we're doing this program. There were a lot of trucks carrying aid that went into Gaza. Mostly they came across the Egyptian border. The Egyptians have not been easy to deal with, frankly, in all of this. And there were hostages that were released in exchange for some of the Palestinian prisoners. So I think about twice as many Palestinian prisoners went over as came as on our side, right? Is that, who's got the numbers there? Anybody? I don't know what the exact numbers are. How it went on either side. I think there were more Palestinians that went over back to Palestine that were released by Hamas. Is that right?
I think 67, yeah. At least 67, maybe.
Yeah.
And then with some of the hostages, they are saying that they don't believe that the American hostages are going to be among some of the first released.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be mainly the focus on women and children.
Right. Well, it was women and children that were in the Israeli jails that went back across with them. So anyway, I mean, it's okay. The whole thing is just bad. The whole thing is just, it's just awful.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the Ayatollah and these creeps like him that have managed. These are dictators. And the people that run Hamas, because there's no education in Palestine that amounts to anything. So they don't really know what's going on. In Iraq, they know better because of a very good education system in Iraq. And how these guys stay in power, because the average Iraqi thinks less of his government than our people feel about our government. So you wonder why it's going the way it's going. So anyway, I don't know. Is there anything else that we ought to say about the war except there's a timeout? And, that's something, I guess, to celebrate as much as anything else. The people running for president, I noticed that JFK Jr. had done a TED Talk. And the TED Talk was,
an overview of where he is, and people focusing on the criticism from his family. Why do you suppose Schlossberg, his nephew, was all over him, saying what an embarrassment and a disgrace he is? Why, just because he doesn't go along with the Kennedy legacy? You know, that's the kind of thing we're talking about here, that has the people, they have no tolerance for another point of view. And so anyway, it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. All right, John Harper from WMEL and Jay and Doug here at 50, where are we, 48 after the hour. Time now for our story list from the folks at Talkers Magazine for this week of Thanksgiving. The top 10 stories, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. The death of Rosalind Carter comes in at number 10. Our relationship with China comes in at 9. What happened during Thanksgiving week? 8. The Voting Rights Act and the ruling thereupon. Number 7. The migrant situation, border situation seems to find itself in our list pretty much every week. At 6. The open AI controversy at number 5, presidential race at 4, Trump and his foolishness with his legal battles and his basic disrespect for authority, number 3. That's my quick interpretation of that. The protests, especially the focus on anti-Semitism and the complete ignorance that goes with that, that's another editorial from me. Number two. Number one is the war itself and the hostage negotiations and the ceasefire and that sort of thing. So that's the list from Talkers Magazine. Find it at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The people list, according to the research done this week by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the staff talks to program directors of talk stations, hosts on talk stations, listens around to what the discussions are and comes up with the list. And on the people list at number 10 is Rosalind Carter. At number 9 is Xi Jinping. Number 8, focus on Mike Johnson, the new speaker. Number 7, the whole AI thing and how it's connected to Sam Altman. Nikki Haley is at 6. Arthur Engoron, we don't know, we've sort of stumbled into this one because it hasn't been on our focus this week. We'll find out what it's about. Trump is 4, Elon Musk is 3, Netanyahu is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list, according to Talkers Magazine. The interesting thing is that Benjamin Netanyahu's wife is getting a lot of attention, interestingly enough, from folks around the world. So anyway, that's our people list from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour. Chuck Curry is here from the Movie Moments Department. Chucker has been on this program for a long time. We've discussed many, many things over the years. You know, one thing that I don't remember ever seeing a whole lot of, that we now are into the Christmas season and Christmas music, music and movies galore and all that stuff on the Hallmark Channel. I don't remember seeing any real Thanksgiving-themed movies that did well. Am I missing something?
Well,
memory faulty?
That's a good question. I guess Trains, Planes, and Automobiles would be one of those that people signify as a Thanksgiving film. But there's not a lot of them. I would agree with that.
Right. Yeah, right.
I mean, I know you were first. I was second on line for the new horror movie, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's my new perennial.
The Christmas thing that's a horror hacker slasher. Santa Claus with a sword. That's great. I want to compliment you, by the way, on the Thanksgiving program. We had a couple of interviews that you have started doing, some of these really good interviews with people who have insight into acting and into movies and directing and that sort of thing. People who are writing about important actors and things going on in Hollywood. So I take my hat off to you. You're doing a good job. And there's something for people to look forward to. So where do they find a collection of these interviews? Where do people go other than, we'll keep them on GoodDayShow.com, but where else do you find
Well, you go under, they can go under Movie Moments under Chuck Curry and Mike Rags. This is my partner who I do a hour show on the weekend on Apple or Spotify. I got a lot of good ones. I mean, it's actually been a little nerve-wracking at times, but because I got to do a lot of prep to do a good one. I mean, you got to study who they are, what makes them tick. But, it's been a lot of fun.
All right, so speaking of prep, I see Bradley Cooper is now talking about his movie. He plays Leonard Bernstein in a new movie, and he says that every day he would go through makeup for 5 hours. Good God. And did a lot of research on this guy. His daughter, Jamie, was instrumental in him coming up with the idea of the role and how to play this guy.
He's a classic composer. I think he composed the score to the Ten Commandments.
Also. Oh, yeah, he's a big time. Yeah, right. Yeah. Big time. You know, you look at some of these other actors. Remember Gary Oldman when he was Winston Churchill? And that was another 4 or 5 hours at a time every day. Some of the makeup of some of the Star Wars people, how much makeup it takes to play these people.
Yeah, I was reading an article actually yesterday about Danny DeVito was talking about when he did the Penguin in 92, Batman Returns. He was in the makeup chair for like 5 hours a day also.
Oh, my God. How do they do it? Jeez, what do you do?
Well, they pay him, so.
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, that's it. But, I mean, it still is just every day go through that same thing. All right, so what are we doing for Thanksgiving weekend in terms of movies? Anything new out other than that horrible thing you just talked about?
Well, Disney's animated Wish opened and also released Scott's Napoleon, two very different movies for two very different audiences. Anyway, Wish is tracking around a $42 million five-day opening weekend. That's going to be right there with the Hunger Games prequel, which is expected to have a steady legs and do right around that same number next 5 days. Napoleon tracking actually going to blow past tracking. It was tracking around a $27 million 5 day, going to do around 33. They say, I didn't see the whole movie, but I did see about an hour of it. We booked it at the theater I'm involved in. I was very interesting. I didn't feel myself being pulled into it, but Joaquin Phoenix's Napoleon held my attention for the hour.
Playing Joaquin Phoenix like he does often, or do we really get it? Because Napoleon was a very controversial and very unlikable character.
Yeah. I did not dislike him. I sort of radiated.
Was it slow or was it fast?
It was really well shot. It was very gloomy. Every scene felt like it was raining or the sky was gray. I think that was the atmosphere.
Kind of, I don't really want to see it. That's what I thought. Napoleon was a dark figure.
Yeah, very dark.
Bad guy. And
you know what I sat, me and my wife watched an hour, and I looked over at her, and it was this scene where he's surrounded by troops, and he wins them over in France. And I was like, it's amazing throughout history how one man is able to manipulate so many. You know,
Hitler.
It's fascinating.
He was the early Hitler. Look at what he did with his troops and where he went and the conquering.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
and they did what he told them.
He amassed a huge fortune, which is not necessarily what Hitler did. Hitler didn't have, he hadn't put a lot of money because he wasn't motivated by money. He was motivated by power and control and anger and hatred and stuff. And I don't know, Napoleon was more motivated by money than anything else, I think, from what I could remember of studying him. All right, Sharker, good job overviewing what's
Thank
going
you,
on. Again, congrats on those good interviews that you
Thank
have.
You.
Keep them coming. Happy Thanksgiving weekend, everybody. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.